Hey, everybody. What's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back. Finally. It's been a year, and we're back with another Drunken Dangerous. How is everyone? You're clearly not doing much better if you're still here at the beginning of your year, but bless you for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you've all been having a better start to your year than I have. I won't go into too many specifics, but I did get a lovely series of emails the other day from someone who was extremely upset that I didn't respond to the script they submitted to me in a quick enough time. They gave me 3 weeks, 3.5, and then proceeded to send me a bunch of emails calling me a cunt and a bitch and a horrible etc. for ignoring them or giving them a ghosting slash Hollywood rejection or whatever. I was like, cool, this is a good way to start my year. People are too serious nowadays. Don't take yourself so seriously. Like, I didn't answer your email not because I rejected your script, but because I was doing things. Like, I'm not joking when I say I have over 10,000 unread emails. And, you know, I'm an introvert. I get a lot of anxiety just in general, so I can be really kind of late with reading my emails. I don't deny it. I can get really behind on answering if you get an answer at all. Don't take it fucking personally. Don't do what this person did, which is take it as a slight on them or your, you know, on your work or whatever. It's just, you know, I'm an introvert and I have a lot of fucking emails and holy shit, it gets overwhelming, you know? And no offense to the people sending me these things, but I'm going to prioritize my mental well-being over your feelings. Like, no offense, but, you know, yeah, fuck you. Offense. Like, you called me a cunt. Go fuck yourself. And when I basically sent back a couple sentences, very polite, like, hey, don't treat people like this. They proceeded to straw man for 2 pages about things that had nothing to do with not cursing at someone for not replying to an email. I mean, you ever meet somebody that you're like, you can't be real? You're like they were angry enough that I knew they were real, but by God, they were like a stereotype. Like, it was like, honestly, like watching one of those alt-right channels that's like, this is a feminist. Like, suddenly I was, you know, using my white cis female privilege. And I'm like, how does this have anything to do with you calling me a bitch for not responding to an email? Like, we're not talking about this. I don't accept this straw man. Back it away. Like, I'm just saying, I don't care how upset you are. It's not acceptable to throw a tantrum like a baby. I don't care if you're using four-letter words. You're still throwing a big old baby tantrum, you big tantrum baby. I didn't say it, but that's basically what it is. And it's not that you're not allowed to feel frustrated. You are. I'm sure it is frustrating. I acknowledge it. It's not a great habit. Oh, well, it's there. You don't have to work with me, you know? This channel's supposed to inspire happiness more than making you feel brimming rage, especially toward me. I mean, I'm sure I've done things that deserve it, but not answering an email, I don't think that's on near the top of the list of things I've done that I go, yeah, you know, I probably deserve your rage. Like, this is just not justified, and it's more me being taken aback, like, really? This is what makes someone lash out at me of all the things I've done. Like, oh, that's sweet. You've never really experienced adversity, have you? You're trying real hard to be that victim there. But at the end, you just got to block it and move on. But my whole point beyond, like, I just have to talk about this because holy shit, don't. I'm not that important, man. Like, my reading your script, it's not that important. My email, not that important. Unless we've met face to face or we talk on a regular basis, like, don't lose sleep over me. Hopefully you're getting sleep with my audios. But also, like, can we just be nicer to each other? Can we acknowledge that you are responsible for how you treat people, regardless of how you feel? And especially, like, you have to consider if your anger is really justified or if it's like projection, you know? Because not answering an email for 3 weeks is not mean I reject you and I think your writing sucks and all this other stuff. But yeah, I am a bitch. But then also, and only thought about it after reading through the email, I got schooled by them for calling them dude. And they went into this whole thing about trans rights, which I just, it was a whole, again, it had nothing to do with anything we were discussing, straw man thing. But I'm thinking, you're telling me using dude is like harmful, but you literally called me a cunt. Like, you're going to take offense at my use of the word dude. Okay. And that's when you're like, yeah, you can't continue a conversation with someone like that. But I will say that dude was quite a cunt. And I do mean offense. I'm stretching it out. Anyway, if anyone has a right to be angry at me, it is the author of this horrible series that I'm continuing to torture myself with. Like, don't worry. If you think I'm trash, I'm going to flagellate myself right now with this series. Now, granted, I tried to erase most of this from my mind. So I don't always remember, you know, especially because they have multiple Courtneys in this series due to the narcissism of the author, Mr. Courtney. You really, it's just like a mirror. It's like, I really feel like he wishes he could just put his face as like the cover of the book. Oh God. Okay. So where we last were, Mars was just like Earth now. I'm not even making this shit up. I looked back and I was like, oh yeah, I left that to future me to deal with. Well, fuck me, I guess. Fuck you, past me. I'm here now and this is not looking good. So, and by that I mean, it's looking great for team fuck real literature. And Mars is great now when they all just went outside. They just took their helmets off and assumed it's breathable and it's just like, so hopefully they're right. I think they've just started to feed the random unknown animals tacos, as I assume it's got to be tacos because we all love tacos. And of course, you know, it's going to turn out great because why wouldn't it? Everything goes David's way every single time. I bet you he wouldn't wait 3.5 weeks to respond to an email. Okay, so I'm going to just continue on because there's no way through this swamp but to continue slogging through. And we're going to keep doing it. I just need to get a little higher. Jesus Christ. Not Shrek enough for this. I need to get Shreked to get through this swamp. Ah, yeah. I did that. I have no shame. Come at me. Go ahead. I'm ready for your 7 emails. I will also tell you to reconsider how you treat people. That's right. I have no shame. I'll call you dude all up and down. Left and right. I don't give no shits. I have no shits to give privilege. Okay, let's see. God, I hate this. This is more David Bapfest. You all like my suffering. All right, let's see. Lieutenant Courtney answered, because he wants to talk to Admiral Benson. David wants to talk to Admiral Benson. That's where we left off. And they're all cheering and just jerking each other off about how great they are. And so now David's like, boy, oh boy, I'm the best person in the world. I got to talk to Admiral Benson after they all jerked each other off about how great their Mars success was. They're just having a big old wank fest. And so it's going great for them. And I'm just sitting over here vomiting quietly into the dark and crying. So we're continuing on from there. Lieutenant Courtney answered, yes, sir. Admiral Benson said out loud. That's very useful because sometimes he's thinking real, real hard, but we don't know for sure. Yes, Captain, what can I do for you? Well, sir, David replied, have you heard the latest? Everyone was clowning around on the bridge. The Admiral could hear all of the laughter. Here is H-E-R-E. No, Captain, I was just talking to Captain Dopar about the ships. What's going on? Admiral, you're really gonna love what I'm about to tell you, David replied. The Admiral answered, oh yeah, what have you got going now, Captain? What do you think he's got going? He's been terraforming Mars. What do you think he's gonna talk about? Yeah, okay. Sure. What you got going on, bud? How's the weather been on Mars? What's everyone celebrating? Well, sir, here goes. Admiral, the Mars base and I have just tested the air on Mars with live humans with no air suits. They're all dead. All of them. It's a bloodbath. Mars at this point is totally ready for colonization. What? That is the fastest leap. Oh my God. People complained the COVID vaccine was too fast. This is like we had 5 test subjects. We just injected them. Therefore, it's fine. They didn't die in the first 30 minutes. What the shit? Nobody's not fine for colonization, you absolute fucking moron. Oh my God. You're going to kill us all. You're so dumb. Oh my God. It's ready for colonization? Yeah, push it through. Why not? Just shove us all on Mars. Can't be worse than Earth at this point, am I right? I feel like the longer this pandemic goes on, the more everything just devolves into chaos. We're all going back in time. And then we're all just going to eventually just return to caveman status and all just grunt and beat each other over the head because, you know, fuck it. What's being human anymore? And that's why I get high. All right. Anyway, Mars is totally ready for colonization. I mean, as per drunken dangerous tradition, I am not sober, but I am still able to go, what the fucking shit? A high dumbass like me can go, no, 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 no. I don't trust that, sir. Could you imagine him doing a house inspection? He'd, like, walk around outside and be like, I walked inside and it didn't collapse. It's totally fine to move into. All right. Sounds good to me. The floors are solid. There's no holes I can see. Good to go. Although, I could just see coming there with a precancerous mole. He's like, nah, that's not really big. I think tumors are real big. That's not cancer. Although most of the water is evaporated into the air, there is still enough to make it. To make it for how many people, sir? For how many grown adults, children, do you know? Do you have any data? No. You don't even know what's going to happen in the future. You haven't even given it like a day. What's the rush, friend? If the rest of the water doesn't evaporate, I would still wait another 30 days or so, but we can still work now without oxygen suits. We will have to do more tests too, sir.
Oh, you don't fucking think so, really? Should have started with, like, not it's good to go, but also maybe we should do more tests because, like, we don't actually know shit. I love that they all just went there without their mask. That's fabulous. Yeah. Make yourself the guinea pig. Please. All of you. So you all die and there's no one left. Just none of you work with, none of you even a try to have a, take any precautions. Fuck it. Yeah. My fucking God. Oh, this is why we're all dying. This is why just everything. The whole world. It has nothing to do with politics. It's people like this. Just dumb people. Dumb, like, yeah. Let's just... Mars is fixed now. Breathe it in, baby. I feel like that's how so many, like, Tales from the Crypt started. Like, just end up on some random island and then you consume whatever's there. It never ends well. It's never like then they were super happy. So those random fruits on mysterious island turned out perfectly fine. No, that's how you end up fucked up and like a living mummy or something. Okay, so yeah. They can still work now without oxygen suits. We will have to do more tests too, sir. All I'm thinking about, sir, is that what if we... Oh, no. This is so much dumber than I thought. What if... I'm not even going to use his voice. You just need to hear this. His actual question. What if we move a lot of people on Mars and it starts falling apart? So, do you worry on a regular basis, friend living on the planet Earth, that the more people we get on the planet risks falling apart because of the weight of the people? Do you think that's how that works? You do, don't you? You have children. Yep. That's a good question. I sure hope. You said it was ready for people to move in, and now you're saying, but what if it just falls apart randomly because there's too many people on it? I don't want to, like, nitpick, but my fucking God. All right. I just want to keep that from happening, Admiral. Don't worry, friend. We got it for you. Then Admiral Benson said, he's not going to say what he should. Captain, this just keeps getting better and better. Yeah, he's like, wow, you're so dumb. You're never going to take my job. This is outstanding news, Captain. You always seem to amaze me, sir. You can call me anytime with news like this. I'm going to give you another commendation, Captain. Now they're useless at this point, you fucking idiot. You're gonna give him so many that it's like a joke. How many commendations are you giving him? Are you going to address the whole Mars falling apart thing? I'd like to know more. I think you might have a promotion coming too.
Thank you, sir.
No, Captain, you've earned it. Fap, 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 fap. Thank you. Ah, shower me with it. Shower me, Daddy. Man, when you do a project, you don't mess around, do you? It's not a project. It was, like, literally, he was ordered to do that. Like, it was his job. It wasn't a hobby. He makes it sound like he was building, like, a toy boat in a fucking bottle for fun on his free time. It's not a project. Like, it's not like he was the only one involved with this, either. You act like you're amazed that he was able to push a button. That was like all he did. He literally just pushed a button and was like, do it again. Okay, cool. It worked. Wow, amazing. You're the one who pushed the button twice. Let's all fucking pull our pants down and take it up the ass unlubed for David. Woo! Like, come on. Really? All right. Let's applaud your mediocrity, button pusher. Anyway. Yeah, apparently Mars might fall apart. I didn't know that. Has anyone warned Elon Musk? Oh, yeah. David laughed and said, thank you again, sir, but we just got lucky on this one. I'm gonna go back to my work now, Admiral. I just wanted to tell you what was going on. I'll catch you later, sir. Very good, Captain. Then David went back to his work. He didn't stop for a few more hours. What's his work? What does he do? We haven't really gotten any clear idea other of pushing that button and staring at Mars out of the window or the view screen. That's anything he's done other than that. Like, what are you doing, David? Are you doing anything? Are you the one taking samples, or are you just staring at the people as they take samples and thinking about how great you are and your commendations, of which now you have two? Okay. Then he decided to go and eat something. Oh, thank God. It's been a while since we've heard about David's food preferences. And start packing for his new home. David hurried to his quarters and started packing and eats a great lunch. Thanks for changing that. Before you know it, his doorbell rings. Ding dong. When he opened the door, he seen was Lieutenant Heather Courtney. Remember, named after his daughter. She was looking very pretty today. Want to stick it in your daughter, huh? David? That's creepy. That's fucking weird. That's fucking weird, man. You have a wife, too. Why don't you name it after your wife? Why did you name your love interest after your daughter? I'm not implying anything incestuous. I'm sure they have a loving relationship, and that's his way of honoring them. However, it's also kind of weird. You know? Just like you could kiss your adult parents flat on the mouth when you see them. That doesn't imply anything other than platonic relationship. But to me, that's uncomfortable. This is the same kind of thing, especially when the character apparently is got the hottie hots for the person he named after his daughter. Just seems a little, you can honor them in a way that maybe name a character that's not your love interest after them, you know? Make another character on the ship, not your bang buddy, named after your daughter, maybe, you know? And maybe the name of the ship after your daughter, not name it a lunar base when it's not a base for anything. Maybe do anything other than name the fuckity-fuck partner after your literal child. That's weird. I'd be weirded out if my parents were like, hey, we wrote a book, and the sexy sex girl's named after you. I'd be like, no, I need to call my therapist now. Like, there's so many names you could have chosen. What the shit? But I digress. That just weirds me out. I just need to remind you all how fucking weird this is before we continue, because you all have to suffer with me. You have to suffer. And it's what we're here for, after all. All right. She was looking very pretty. She said, I was in the area and seen you go in your place. Seen you go in your place. I thought I would stop by and see you. I hope it's okay. David put a big smile on his face. They're always doing that. And said, oh, it's okay, all right. Let me say, you are looking very pretty today. He can't think of anything unless we hear it first. Poor man, constrained by these things. Heather smiled back and said, well, I started thinking about that time the other day when we were at the elevator. We were talking about being lonely and how it would be a lot more better to spend time watching a movie or eat dinner together, or both. Who cares if she speaks properly? She's very pretty. We've heard it twice.
Well, I was wondering if you mind being with me for a little while today.
With or in?
Maybe watch a movie or something.
David said, I would love that, Heather. Please come on it. Not come on in, please come on it. Okay. Freudian slip, my friend. Please come on it. Please come on it.
I was just thinking the same thing about how cool it would be to do something with someone. Or go out to eat with someone like we did back on Earth.
You still do it all the time there. What do you mean like we did back on Earth? You all go out to eat all the time. You've been out multiple times while you're on. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know, I left the moon ship earlier and it's like a small city.
Really, I hope they tell us how big it is again.
It doesn't feel like a spaceship at all because it's so big. If you know what I mean.
What do you mean if you know what I mean? That you're being literal, right? Otherwise, what are you implying? What's the implication beyond the literal meaning? Are you asking me if I understand English? Which, it makes sense. She speaks it terribly, but then so do you. Or does it have a second meaning, which I'm just not getting? Is it not because of its size? Are you talking about your dick again? I don't get it.
Are you one of the ones that are getting transferred to the moon ship?
No, I haven't made up my mind yet, I guess, because I haven't seen it yet.
We all know what you're going to pick. You're going to go with David. Of course you are. This is a bygone... Like, it's. We already know what the conclusion is. Just stop it. Stop. Please don't have her go on a tour. Please. Because I know... Like, I'm so afraid it's going to be another chapter of this stupid bitch saying, maybe I'm going to pick this, and then finally saying what we fucking saw coming in the first goddamn place. I swear. And... Oh, God. Oh, no.
Or maybe it just scares me a little bit. Let's talk about something else. You know, David, I sure did like that kiss you gave me at the elevator.
You know, his daughter.
It was a little one, but it was a good one.
Like his dick. David smiles and said,
You know... Really, I liked that kiss a lot, too.
What? Really, I liked that kiss a lot, too? Maybe want to reword that? Nope.
Would you like to do it again?
So romantic. Then Heather said,
Maybe we can make it a little longer this time.
David leaned in, and then they kissed passionately for about a minute. Then Heather gave David a very erotic look. Ew, dude, your daughter, though? And said, It's three M's, all caps. Very aggressive. Like a cow, I'm imagining it.
That was pretty nice. What do you say we go and pick out a good movie? You can make us a couple of drinks and we can watch the movie.
Thank God. I was like, what are we going to do with a movie? I've never heard of that before. Movie.
Maybe even do some more kissing.
And smiled.
Who knows, stranger, you might get lucky.
And smiled that sexy smile she has. Apparently she smiled, like stopped to smile and then spoke and then smiled again. A new smile this time. She was also wearing a very sexy-looking blue dress that was split on both sides, attached with a string on the sides. David leaned in again and gave her another kiss and said,
Let's go pick out a movie.
They walked over to his sofa and sat down. Boy, he's such a player. Gets with his wife and his daughter. David started to go over to the movies with the computer. Really? You didn't just search it? You're, like, talking out loud with your computer? Affirmative. Like, really?
Okay. If you get laid, it's in spite of these things, my friend. It's because you're in space. That's why. I mean, you wouldn't write it that way, but that's really the only reason why.
David said, Heather, you know, we've got just about any kind of movie you would want to watch.
Just about any kind, you say? Show me the video of your birth, David.
If that's your real name. What am I saying? You're the one who showed me all this stuff. When I first came on board 4 months ago. What kind of movie do you like, Heather? I bet you like pirate movies.
I like two pirate movies. You're incorrect.
Well, you're right there, Heather replied. But I'm kind of partial to the old movie Jaws. Do you like Jaws?
David answered, Yes, I do. I need them to chew my food. No, he didn't. I'm sorry. I'm just a dumbass that would like... I'll just leave. I'll be like, all right, I killed the moon. That's my fault. But I'm not taking that Jaws pun back.
I also like comedies. I like science fiction and horror. I love space movies. You know what else I like a lot, Heather? What? I like the movie Jaws.
David and Heather started laughing and kissed again. Mwah, mwah. David said,
Computer, will you put on the movie Jaws, please?
Affirmative.
He fucking is talking to the computer, dude. I'm so sorry, I said dude. The TV monitor came on, and so did the movie Jaws. It fucking well better. The goddamn computer said affirmative. Have I been led incorrectly to believe affirmative means anything but? Nah, hell nah. Affirmative now, bitch. That's what I call affirmative action. David looked at Heather and said,
No, you cheesy fucking... It's showtime!
You really did? You did? It's showtime? This isn't the movies, don't. Then they sat back close to each other and started to drink their drinks and watch the movie. The movie got to the point of Quinn telling his story about the Indianapolis, and they started kissing some more, and Heather asked if she could use the bathroom for a minute. That's when she pulls out the knife and, like, robs him for all of his money. I've seen how this goes. David said,
Sure.
What?
But watch out, we don't lose gravity, boy.
He didn't put a comma until after gravity, boy. He should have had a period, but he didn't. So we need to watch out so we don't lose gravity, boy. What happened to gravity, boy? Who knows? But it's gravity, boy. Thank you for the lack of that comma or period. David said,
But watch out, we don't lose gravity, boy. The other day that happened to me. I almost didn't get the lid shut quickly enough, and it was almost a nightmare.
Oh no, gravity boy almost floated away. That's why we need to make sure the lid gets closed. How could he do that to gravity boy, you fucking moron? Weren't you thinking? Jeez. Heather started laughing. And said,
Don't worry, I'll be all right.
She was in the bathroom for about 5 minutes, and David was fixing them two more drinks. Heather came out of the bathroom, and she was in the buff. Your own daughter? Your own daughter? Okay. Ew, gross. That's gross. Man, she was a knockout. Then David said,
Wow, you are so hot. Are you an Aquarius?
Heather replied,
Yes. How did you know that? Well, I'm an astrologer also. You have a very sexy nature, and I love that in a woman.
Dude, I love when a woman's got a sexy nature and also that sexy body, and she puts that sexy body upon me. Like, is this supposed to be like... Are you arousing her? I don't understand this. A sexy nature. Please stop talking. You sound like 14-year-old me sexting someone in a chat room. Like, don't. It's hurting me. Stop trying to be sexy. Just stop talking. He's an astrologer, though. Oh, pretty boy, are you? I'm a Libra, and we are very compatible. Yeah, you should know they're genetically related. Then Heather said, you know, smart men really turn me on. And David's like, what are you doing here? She came over to David and then started kissing him, and then they made love for about 1 hour of plain insertion, because if you did, ow, fucking ow, ow, made love for about 1 hour. Is this just like the whole I caught a fish and it was this big, like Fisherman's Tale, about an hour, and she's like, it was 7 minutes. Somehow they made it to the bedroom in all of the excitement. I mean, I would assume it's because fucking on a bed is way more comfortable. And if you're doing it for a goddamn hour, let me tell you from experience, fucking on a carpet will give you rug burns that hurt like a bitch in no way that makes the sex worth it. Bed is classic for a reason. Comfort, baby. Comfort with cum being emphasized. And then furt is the second. It's a much less sexy second part of the word. Neither one of them had made love to anyone since they left Earth, and they were both really enjoying themselves from David's perspective, I'm sure. When they were done, they were in a state of euphoria. It's the hypoxia. David leaned over and kissed Heather again and said, "That was incredible, Heather. This has been a great time for me. What do you think about another movie? We can pick another movie and I'll make a couple more drinks and we can still have some more fun watching this movie." Do you know what? You don't have to keep telling me we're going to watch it. I assumed. Heather was lying on top of course he has red velvet sheets. Of course he does. Of course. I'm surprised they're not leopard. Heather was lying on top of the red velvet sheets, naked as a jaybird. She was absolutely the most beautiful sight that David had seen in a long time. She was a 10 for sure. So much hotter than her mother slash your wife, right? The lady that you fucked just recently in this story, or the last fucking book. She's way hotter, right? That's a little... I gotta say, like, if I was this dude's wife, I'd be a little looking sideways. Like, where on the doll did Dad maybe tell you you were a 10? Because this is really uncomfortable, dude. Heather laying there on the bed on top of the sheets gave David a very sexy smile. She is incapable of no other. And said, "That sounds fantastic, but before we do that, what do you say you come back to this bed and I will turn you on to no end?" No one talks like that. "Come back to this bed and I will turn you on to no end." That said the virgin. I'm sorry. I know you've procreated, so you've obviously stuck it in a few times, but really? Are we sure they weren't kids from, like, sperm donation? I mean, this is somebody who's apparently had sex for about 1 hour. Anyway, she's going to turn him on to no end, which, you know, David started laughing. Ah! And was looking at her lying on the bed and said, "I don't mind if I do." This is as sexy as the room sex scene. She had the perfect body and a wonderful personality. David felt he hit a gold mine when he first spurred her out. Sorry. He was hoping that it was the beginning of a wonderful new friendship with benefits. Like, you guys just fucked. I would hope it'd be more than just a friendship. Like, now that I've been inside her, I can tell she'll be a great friend. Okay, this is really getting weird immediately. I need to hit this fate before I even start with whatever law he said just happens in the future. Let us all take a hit of whatever, because to get through this fuckery is going to take me a goddamn second. Oh, why do we exist but to suffer? All right. That's the way things pretty much was after the sexual revolution in 2034. It's coming, guys. It's coming soon in only 12 years. Prepare thyselves. Then you stand on the street corner with a sign and you're like, why won't anyone fuck me? I'm warning you. When the courts no longer recognize sex as a binding force in marriage, what the fuck does that even mean? What? Like, what do you mean? Like, if they're fucking, you're forced to stay married to them? I don't think that's how that works. Is that what your wife said? She's lying. Like, you're fucking me, we can't get divorced. Oh, the law of being too horny has ruined things again. Like, the courts no longer recognize sex as a binding force. Like, so what, are you trying to say that, like, people can get their marriage annulled even if they've been married for, like, 10 years? Because that has nothing to do with sex so much as the length of time in which you've been married. Like, that's a really archaic viewpoint. Nowadays, things are much more nuanced. But apparently it takes till 2034 for the courts to say, nah, sex, that don't matter for shit. So now nobody marries, as if that's why people get married. Like, it's a legally binding contract. It shouldn't. Theoretically, not saying that it does, this isn't a perfect world, but it shouldn't have anything to do with fucking, right? Like, outside of religious values, you shouldn't marry someone because, man, I gotta, you know, fuck. I mean, I know some people do, but Jesus Christ, like, legislation shouldn't change that, right? But apparently, it does. And men and women no longer felt hooked when they had sex to one another, unless there was pregnancy. My man is living in the 1800s. There's literally these things called hookup apps, and it doesn't mean you get hooked with one another when you fuck. Again, I think someone's been, like, the villaging this author, and, like, he believes in a world outside that just doesn't exist. Like, oh, we have the sex, we gotta be married, like, you do live in the United States, right? Because I don't remember that law. But that didn't happen much anymore because of the breakthroughs in birth control. Sex, what breakthroughs? You didn't even tell me. He's just skipping past that. Just big breakthroughs. Nobody ever accidentally gets pregnant anymore somehow. I don't know how that works. It would require a 100% perfect birth control that also wasn't, like, so easy to use that people would never miss a dose, which, or use it improperly like a condom, which, like, how the fuck, other than sterilization, did you accomplish this? We won't tell us. He can't even bother to fantasy it away. I'm like to think sterilization. Sex was like sharing a super moment that they will remember for a super moment that they will remember for a long time. Oh my God, that's like the worst. Like, you hook up with someone, they don't respond. They're like, I had a super time. Like, fuck you, Mr. Rogers. What the shit is this? A super moment with a swell gal. Oh God, that they will remember for a long time. In other words, sex did not bind you into marriage or a relationship. It never binds you. What? Beyond socially or feeling morally obligated, in the United States, you are not legally obligated to anyone that you have sex with, male or female. He's suggesting outside of pregnancy that there's some legal obligation, which is absurd. But apparently his wife has just been, I mean, that talk about dangling that pussy along. Sorry, you have to stay married no matter what I do because you have sex with me. It doesn't bind you to marriage or relationship except for a friendship unless you had children. Most of the time they gave equal joint custody for the children in a divorce. Yes, that still happens now unless someone fights for it. In these times, sex was just like cementing a new friendship. Sex, generally, for people, will always be something deeper than just a shaking of hands. I'm sorry, I don't care if you never have STDs or pregnancy again. I'm not saying it's that hooking up isn't great, and it absolutely can be, and do what's best for you, you know, safe, sane, and consensual, and all that shit. But I don't think you'll ever get rid of the human drive to just have that connection with somebody else, something deeper than just friendship. Because there's a difference between a fuck buddy and a relationship. Like, fuck buddies are fun, but it's not that same kind of slot, you know, of, like, deep life partner, if that's something you're interested in. It's not just sex. So it's like, I feel like without this imaginary law he created, this is already how the world generally is. Like, now granted, we don't treat sex like anybody can fuck, but, like, nobody has to be married to have sex. Sex isn't binding you into anything. You might feel like you should because you're socially pressured, but nobody legally has to. So none of this makes fucking sense. Is this an alternate universe again where everyone's just dumb? Dumb as shit? Maybe. I mean, we already live in a crazy world where I'm reading this. And yet it's still been a very nice touch this week after getting cursed out. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, this is a good time for it. Fuck it. Welcome back to my channel after a break. God, it's so good to be back. I just love my fans so much. You guys are so sweet. Wow, I'm so glad you all want the best for me too. Woo! All right. In other words, sex doesn't bind you into marriage. Unlike now, where you call the legally binding marriage forces to force someone once they've been inside of you or you inside of them. Or just kind of, what is considered sex under this law? Here's the question, right? Is it oral? Or is it bumping uglies? Is it a hand job? Which is the sex now that we have to be in a relationship? Because let me avoid that. In these times, sex was cementing a new friendship. Everyone just felt it was better this way. That way, there was no binding agreements where nobody gets hurt in the end. Violence in marriage and divorce win way down. Since they cured all of the sexually transmitted diseases with DNA research back in 2030. Wow, that was easy. I bet David just, like, pushed a button and there we go. Your pussy's fine now. Blue awful, more like not awful anymore. Sex was also very safe now. Well, you just said that nobody could get pregnant if they didn't want to and all STDs were cured, so yeah? Like, unless somebody's beating you while they're fucking you, but if you like it, then go, get that beating. Although they still had a lot of weddings, but not as many now. Who's they? Everyone just lived together until they didn't want to anymore. Yes, that's still how society works. I feel like people get less married as often anymore anyway, without any of these weird supposed laws that they required. Like, marriage rates are still down. People don't get married as often, and when they do, they tend to marry later in life, you know, as society has progressed, and that's, you know, it's already a thing. But never mind. It's the only reason people were ever marrying was the fuck. For some reason. Maybe in the 50s, but, like, that's not a thing anymore. Everyone just lived together, yeah, until they didn't want to anymore. Heather and David made love some more. Blech. Suddenly, as they were making love, they lost gravity. They looked at each other and they started laughing and floating, but it didn't stop them one bit. They just kept making love while they were floating. I bet you that would be incredibly difficult to do. Have you ever watched astronauts try to do shit without gravity? It's extremely difficult to get things coordinated. You'd want to try, but I bet you it's one of those things that looks more feasible than doing it in real life. Like, for me personally, fucking in the shower. That's exhausting and hot and sweaty and slippery. And, like, I'm more afraid of falling and breaking a leg than I am, like, yes, shower sex. I'd be more like, can we make sure we don't, like, go over, like, drift too far up toward the ceiling and away from the bed so, like, when gravity comes back, so I don't, like, fucking hurt myself on the floor? Like, no, that would just be me. I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd be like, oh, fuck. When is it going to come back? Like, it sounds good unless I end up falling on my head because, you know, it's just, maybe not. Maybe that's better in, you know, idea. But of course it'll go fine because David. Anyway, they just kept making love while they were floating. The gravity was out for about 5 minutes and then they fell back on the bed laughing. Really, they managed to fuck without gravity and they still stayed directly over the bed. I do not believe you. Does he barely move when he fucks her? Do they just lay there, like, motionless? How? They went at it some more until they were both worn out. Then they both just fell asleep. Yeah, that's how days usually go. You get up, you do some stuff, and then you go to bed. It's weird. One thing they did find out, okay, that came out of nowhere, is that it is a blast to make love while you were floating. David is going to take the shuttle and stay on the moon ship that night, but instead Heather came over. He wasn't complaining because Heather was a super person. He also felt that this was the best way to say goodbye to the LB-1 before he moved on. Maybe he could talk Heather into coming aboard the moon ship. The next morning when they got up by the Navy whistle, Heather and David woke up looking at one another. That's creepy. You wake up, you're just staring at you, just fucking staring like it's Edward at Twilight, and you're like, what the fuck? You're not attractive enough to get away with this. They both put the biggest smile on their faces. I feel like they're Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, just no expression. They have to pick a smile and stick it on. Heather said, you know I can change that Navy whistle to anything else if you want me to. Should be here, like, orgasming. Ah! Ah! Like, oh, woo, yeah. So great. I can make it say anything like, get up, you fool, you're late, or wake up, stupid, or play your favorite song, or anything, really. David looked sad and said, I won't need it after today. Because I'll be moving on the moon ship. Why don't you move to the moon ship, too? I think you'll like it better because it's huge. It's like a small city. Because of its size, maybe, if you know what I mean. There's so much more to do over there. It doesn't feel like a spaceship. It feels more comfortable, and you don't have to worry about losing gravity either. Then Heather said, I didn't really mind the losing of gravity part yesterday, did you? David smiled and said, no, I really liked that. Whoop-a-doo. Was it just me, or did it seem to turn us on more when we were floating? It felt really cool to me. Heather then said, yes, I know what you mean. It did feel different and better somehow. I know, I can't wait to do it again. Heather gave David the sexiest smile. Oh, she's loaning it to him. Put that on next. David smiled back at Heather and said, me too. Why don't you come over with me this morning when I move this stuff? You could see if you like it or not over there. Oh, thank God. They're giving her the fucking tour that I said they were fucking gonna do. See, this is deserved rage. This is deserved rage. Okay, said Heather. I believe I will. If I do like it, it will be a problem. Wait, hold on. Dude, this sentence don't make sense. All right. If I do like it, will it be a problem? No, if I do like it, hold on. If I do like it, I'm going to fix this. Hold on, I'm not going to. If I do like it, will it be a problem to get a transfer? No, I don't see where there might be a problem.
because the way the Admiral was talking, he was pretty much open about it with us, but I'll make sure. I think they will probably go with what I will say, though, because I am a captain, and I say it's okay. Okay, stomp your little booties, damn. I'm a captain and I said so.
David smiled and started kissing Heather. Then they got up and got dressed. David called maintenance to get the rest of his stuff to take to the moonship. Heather and David had their last breakfast on board the Little Bitch One. Then they headed to the shuttle bay to go to the moonship. When they arrived at the shuttle bay, there was a shuttle getting ready to depart. In about 10 minutes. Although Heather was on board the Lunar Base One way before David was, it was her only flight in space from Earth to the LB-1, like about everyone else. She was awed and a little more scared than everybody else, of course, because she has vagina. David noticed this and put his arm around Heather. And oh my God, this chapter never ends. I was trying to see how much was left, and I'm not even joking. I scrolled like 10 pages, and the chapter is still not ending. Holy fucking fuck. Like, oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a little bit longer. I just wanted to see if there was a good stopping point coming up, and there isn't. It just doesn't end. It's like the fucking ship. It's like a small city, you know? It's really big. We'll find out more, though. I'm sure we haven't been on this same tour before. I'm sure it'll be different this time. Probably more of him kissing his daughter. I'm sorry, pseudo-daughter. David noticed this and put his arm around Heather and said, "Don't worry, we will be just fine." Then Heather smiled at David and seemed to calm down, and from then on she seemed more fascinated. Especially when the LB-1 docking bay doors opened and off went the shuttle. Heather was totally stunned. Her eyes were wide open when she seen the moonship in real life out of the shuttle window. It was so huge. Sighs. Freak. This guy can't get over how big things are. He talks about it nonstop. It's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the engine. Come on, man. Get with the program. Stop thinking the ship is good just because it's big. It could be a creaky old bitch no one knows how to use. But I get it. It's like a city. You've said it a million goddamn times. Oh, my good God. Then David said, "It takes your breath away, doesn't it?" Heather replied, "You aren't kidding. Mars looks like another Earth, and from here it is so huge, and the moonship looks so cool from the outside of space looking in." They were only about 200 yards away from the moonship. She still griped David's arm pretty good from time to time. When the tractor beam grabbed onto them from outside of the moonship and the big docking bay doors opened, she felt a lot better. Then the tractor beam pulled them on in. After she seen how big the moonship docking bay airport was, period. It was smooth sailing all the way to the giant loading bay section. Period. Where they were set down as gentle as can be. They were right next to the docking bay lounge. Then Heather said, "Wow, that was one of the neatest things I've ever done in my entire life, and I did it with you. Thank you for bringing me, David."
"You're welcome, honey. You know, I only did this one time before you did. It still fascinates me, especially when you see how big the moonship is. How big the moonship is from the outside of the ship in space in this little shuttle. These shuttles are pretty good size."
Yeah, they're big. He wouldn't talk about them if they weren't big.
"They can carry 100 people comfortably in cargo for about the same amount."
So can his asshole. Then David said,
"Why don't we go to the lounge and get a couple of drinks and maybe a snack? I'll call a friend of mine.
Hopefully he will know where my new home is located.
Hopefully it's 6 feet under, David.
That sounds great, David.
David smiled and said, Well, how do you like it so far? She's like in the docking bay. I mean, great? What do you want me to say? That's weird. That's like making someone a cake. And then just being like, here, you've seen a corner of it. How do you like the cake? I don't fucking know. Let me see the whole thing first. I might just say I'm a big loser on the top. I can't say it's great before I see the whole thing. I won't have that happen again. It's really mean, Mom. Jeez.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this in my wildest imagination.
Neither have I, because he won't describe it for us.
I guess I can tell you more when I see the quarters that you get. What?
Okay. Heather didn't say this, even though he said she did, because now she's talking for David, but fine, I'll say it in her voice. Fuck you, author.
Well, said Heather, that's exactly what I thought she would say.
She's talking to herself now. She's gone insane.
You're going to love these quarters because they are also big.
He was so busy thinking about how big these quarters are and how big the ship is that he stopped thinking about who was talking. It's not as important as how big it is. Big, big. Did he mention it's huge? And also very big.
Oh, my good God. They're also big and classy. You know, the average height of the Paulines is 7'2". You know, all of the rooms have real high ceilings. I'll tell you something else, Heather. They may have as much or more architecture class in all of their designs than we do everywhere on this ship. Just look in this docking bay lounge architecture when we get there.
Can you describe it other than using the word architecture, which is vague as fuck? What kind of architecture? What style? What style of architecture? What style of design are we talking? Give me anything. Any type, like classic, modern art, like what are we talking about? What era? Victorian? Like what are we talking about? Let me guess. It's all like tinfoil shiny. Like 1950s spaceman. Okay, there's so much architecture, you guys. Oh, I love the city. Have you seen all the architecture? It's so architecture. And it's big. And buildings with tops and windows. What style is it? Building style. You know, architecture. It's like a small city. It's huge. A+.
Like, look at the trim on the lounge doors.
What does it look like? Tell me. They don't tell you. They made it to the lounge and went in and sat down. David ordered a couple drinks, and then David pointed over at the trim over the doors.
You see, honey? Look how nice the architecture is.
Yeah? Imagine him describing, like, a suspect. He's like, he had a body. He looked like a human from a distance. There was a face. Like, oh, thanks, helping. He was very menacing in the way he looked. Like, how did he look? You know, he had a look about him, a menacing one. Like, ah, you're not telling me a thing. Stop it, you roundabout shit. Sorry, I can get through this. Oh yeah, the classy look about them. Where am I? All right. Then suddenly, guess who walked in? Why are you asking us? You really wrote that? No one said that. He's just having us guess who walked in. Guess who walked in? It was Lieutenant Parsons and Lieutenant Fisher. Why would I guess? You just told me right after, and also why? Why? You just don't write like that. Don't you do that. Stop. Just stop, drop, and roll before you... Maybe once you're on the floor, you'll realize you should feel ashamed. Shame on the floor where your bad writing belongs. They immediately seen us. Oh, us. Thanks again for reminding me that's you with your daughter.
He keeps saying us. That makes it so much worse.
I don't like it. Lieutenant Fisher and Lieutenant Parsons said, "Hello, Captain and Heather." Oh, wait, they're saying it in unison, so they're robots again. "Hello, Captain and Heather. How do you like our new home?" Heather said, "I love it so far.
But I don't really know yet because I just got here."
Then David said, "It looks like you ladies are having lots of fun." What does that even mean? They just... Oh, right. Were those the sluts? I don't remember. This book is so bad. Lieutenant Parsons answered,
"We sure are, Captain. We just left one of the stores."
They went to the mall?
"They have everything that Earth has, it seems. The problem is, sir, all of the big stores haven't opened yet because there's nobody here yet. We haven't had this much fun, though, in a long time. Just being able to walk all over the place makes it seem like being on Earth."
Then David said,
"Let me introduce you to my friend, Lieutenant Courtney."
"You don't have to, Captain," Tawny replied. "We know Heather and her brother Chuck. Hi, Heather, how's it going?"
"Hey, you two," said Heather. "What are you guys up to? Gina and I have already moved over early and we were just checking out everything and having fun."
Oh, wait, it's Gina. Sorry, Gina.
"Captain, don't you know who her brother is? Is it Lieutenant Courtney that's in communications on the bridge?"
Then Heather gave David a funny look and said,
"Yes, that's my brother, and I'm really proud of him. You know, I was wondering that the other day on the bridge when they started called out his name. I started thinking about you, and I was wondering about that.
If he knew the difference?"
"Well, what do you know? It sure is a small galaxy, isn't it?"
"Yes, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Me and my pretty new friend, Heather, had a great date last night."
I mean, like, if I'm not wrong, Captain is a higher rank than Lieutenant, so you're fucking your subordinate, who happens to be your daughter. We'll leave that out. I feel like that's really, that's not kosher generally when you're in, like, such close quarters because breakups and messiness and all that shit. But no, apparently it's cool in the future where sex is like a handshake. And, hello, ladies, me and my sexy fun fuck toy over here. Like, yeah, that's kosher. That's cool. That's fine. Everything flies on the moon ship.
"We had a lot of fun," Heather replied.
Then David gave Heather a sexy smile. He's returning it from earlier.
Also, David said, "I thought I would give Heather a tour of the moonship in case she wants to transfer over here with us. We just arrived from the little bitch one. I also need to call and find out where my new place is."
"Don't worry, sir. I'll call from my communicator. It's tied into the main computer. Me and Tawny already put ours on our uniform. I'll check and find out for you on the ship's computer. It's all the way on the same line, just like the LB-1 is. Computer.
Working.
What is the home location for Captain Braemar on board the moonship?"
"Working. Captain Braemar's address is Northwest Section, Room A-504. Address complete."
"Hey, that was pretty easy."
"Well, Heather..."
I remember who's saying what? Fuck it.
"What do you say we go take a look at my new place?"
Heather smiled and said,
"That sounds great."
Then the two lieutenants said,
"Do you want us to show you where it is, sir?"
"If you don't mind,"
David said, because like a child, he can't find his way around.
Lieutenant Parsons answered, "Not at all, sir. It will be my pleasure, Captain.
Captain, pet, I can talk.
all of them drank a few drinks. I thought they were going to show him where his room is. They just started to get drunk instead. This is a party ship. This is just a party ship. Prove me wrong. This is a fucking party college, like a flying party ship. But also, like, the backwoods where he's fucking his daughter. Then they went to the air shuttle that went throughout the ship. They were headed to David's new place. All right, that's where I'm going to leave it. Believe it or not, another Drunken Dangerous threw more slog of the swamp. I'm fully shrugged. That's right, but this episode is ogre. I can't believe after all of this, we are back to another goddamn tour of this ship. And I bet we hear how big it is. Again, 10 out of 10, this shit's gonna happen. Hopefully, you will bear with me. Thank you guys so much for coming with me. Hey, it's just the beginning of the year. It's gotta get better from here, right? Let me know in the comments below how much you hate me for not responding to your emails, and I will proceed to make fun of you in the next Drunken Dangerous. Hopefully, you'll be there with me. All right, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you then. Mwah! Bye.